Okay. We bless the word to our hearts. Like I said, these three portions of scripture came to my mind. First, we're going to read 17 of Luke. Luke 17, verses 20 and 21. And when he, that is Jesus, and when Jesus was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God comes not with observation." Alright, the Pharisees want to know when it was going to come. He said, "Well, when it comes, you won't know about it because you won't be able to observe it." Which means then it's going to be a spiritual kingdom that comes spiritually to the ones who are spiritual. And then verse 21, "Neither shall they say, 'Lo here,' or 'Lo there,' for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." It won't be observed in the natural realm, so they can't say, "Lo, it's over here," or "It's over there," because it doesn't come that way. But the kingdom of God is within you. The next one is in Matthew 13. Still talking about the kingdom. 31 and 32. Another parable. Now, since this is a parable, that means it's mystical. And it has a mystical understanding. Another parable he put forth unto them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of mustard seed." Now remember, he said that the kingdom comes within you. And here he says, it's like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. In other words, that seed of the kingdom is sown within us. And as the kingdom grows, in verse 32, it says that the grain of mustard seed indeed is the least of all seeds. We usually think of that as being the very smallest in size. But I think maybe it's probably the least as far as being valued among men, because there's not many who give themselves to that seed that is within them. There's many seeds within us, and that seed of the kingdom that comes forth within us is the least of all the seeds. Now, we've had messages on this before where we talked about how that within us are many kingdoms, many things that are looked upon with great value. Things that we have. You remember the young rich ruler who came to Jesus? "I've kept all the commandments. What do I lack?" "Well, you take what you have and give it to the poor, and you come and follow me, and then you shall be perfect. You have life." Well, he wasn't willing to do that. He had too many things that were of more value than that little seed of the kingdom, you see. So he walked away from that. It is the least of all seeds. I was reading in Micah yesterday where it was talking about, let me read that real quick. Micah, turn right to it. Micah 5 and verse 2. This is where Micah is prophesying about the birth of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And this verse is the one that was referred to when Herod was approached by the Magi and about where the king of the Jews would be born. And he asked, and this is what the scribes told him, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, Yet out of thee shall come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. Bethlehem, little Bethlehem, was of the least. And if you go to the book of Joshua, where it lists all the towns and villages of Judah, Bethlehem is even left out. It wasn't even considered enough to be listed among the others. But it's that little place where David was born, and it's that little place where the son of David, the Lord Jesus Christ, would come forth. So that's kind of what he's talking about here in Matthew 13:32, that grain of mustard seed which a man took and sowed it in his field. At some point, the man Christ has sowed a seed of the kingdom within us. And that seed is considered least, not just small in size, but least valued. And if you consider the whole population of our country today, you'd understand exactly what that means. It is considered least of all. Even among Christians, it's not considered to be such a great thing. You see, to give their life. We were talking earlier, what was it, this morning? About the things that are spoken of the founders of this country, how they gave their lives. Some of them were very rich men, but there was a loyalty, a sense of value that was coming to their hearts, and they laid everything on the line, and they all lost their fortune. Some of them lost their families, you see, because they gave themselves to that one thing. To others, it's a least. Today, what do people think about today? It's least in their eyes. See? It makes it no value. You see? All right, and that's what he's talking about here, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches. So this seed of the kingdom begins to grow, and it becomes, in a sense, an herb, and it continues to grow until it becomes a large tree. But what happens then? All the birds of the air come and nest in it, and they lodge in the branches thereof. But we know that many birds represent evil things. Some birds, like a dove, for example, represent something of a divine nature. You know, Moses talks about the clean and the unclean among the birds. So we can't just say all these birds were wicked birds. We can't say they were all good birds. But there's a mixture, you see. And as the kingdom comes forth within us, there's all of the good things that we inherit from the Lord that begins to lodge within this kingdom within us, but there's also a lot of birds of our flesh nature begins to lodge in it too, you see. And there's a mixture. And that's what it's talking about. Every one of these parables in Matthew 13 speaks of a mixture. And that mixture is within us. It's within us. Now, chapter 10. In this chapter, this is the chapter where the Lord sends out his disciples on their first missionary journey. You remember that in Matthew 4:17, when Jesus began his ministry, he came forth ministering and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The seed of the kingdom is being planted among people. And that same thing was spoken of by John the Baptist prior to that. When John the Baptist said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Jesus said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Then in chapter 10 here, he calls his disciples together. and he gives them authority. And he tells them in verse 7, he says, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The seeds are being planted of the kingdom. And some people, though that seed is sprouting into a herb, an herb, and then a tree, and the next thing you know, you say, well, whoa, glory, the kingdom really coming forth more than just a sprout within me. Yeah, and you're finding all kind of things lodging in it. Bad things and good things. So he tells them in verse 7, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, and freely give. The very next thing that takes place after the kingdom comes within you and is planted as a seed, and as it begins to grow, and then you find all kind of things, good and bad, lodging in the branches of that kingdom within you. And then the Lord sends forth those with authority, and he sends them out and says, heal the sick, clean the lepers, raise the dead, cast out the devil. Freely you have received, freely give. In other words, you begin to cast out the birds that are bad. As I was thinking on this scripture one day, it suddenly hit me that, because he's saying, you go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, those who are his people, the elect ones, is who he sends these to, which means he's sending this kind of ministry to the church. There is no such thing as a healthy person. No one is healthy. Because health has to do with more than your physical body. Health has to do with your mind. Mentally, are you healthy? Physically, are you healthy? Emotionally, are you healthy? Spiritually, are you healthy? You see, when he tells them, you go out and heal the sick. And see, you go into some churches today, we come to heal sick. No sick people in here today. Sorry. Well, we come to cast out devils. Sure, nobody in here got devils in them. We're going to raise the dead. No dead people in here, you see. But it's just the opposite. Those whose spirits have not come alive unto God are dead, you see. Those who are not healthy need to be healed. All the diseases that need to be cured, diseases of all kinds, many of them are just spiritual diseases. And you see, the Lord will cause things to happen to make you become aware of the birds in your life that represent things that need to be driven out. Because we had that scripture in Revelation chapter 6, verse 2, when he comes on a white horse, conquering and to conquer. He comes forth within us. We talked about this many times. Come forth within us to conquer. To take to task the things that are within us. And who knows? When the Lord begins to do these things, may not be fun. May not be fun at all. Probably won't be fun. Now, who will say, yeah, I know my body's okay and I feel okay, but I'm not healthy. My attitude's not good. It's not healthy. My spirit, I realize that too often I don't believe what I should believe. There's doubt. Not healthy like we should be. The kingdom come forth within us just a little seed, smallest and the least of all seeds. And it grows. And as it grows, a lot of things tend to glom onto it. And so the healing of the sick becomes important. Cleansing the lepers. You got any idea how many lepers might be in you? All these things. Raise the dead. How many dead people in you? Well, how many parts of your spirit hasn't come alive to God yet? You see, cast out the devils. You say, well, you think there's devils in me? Well, is there any doubt? Human nature itself is demonic. It is the Antichrist. It is the 666, you see. So, knowing these things, what am I going to do? Say, well, I'm okay. I'm healthy in all respects. No, I'm not. The kingdom is coming forth within me. That least of all seeds has been planted and it's been growing. And now, you know, when I didn't walk with God, I didn't have all those problems. Well, it's only when the kingdom begins to grow in you, like becoming a big tree, that's when the problems come up. That's when all kind of thing wants to nest in the branches, you see. But God has a ministry. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devil. Freely you have received, freely give. Run all those birds out of that tree that aren't supposed to be there. Amen. That's all.